Nothing FM, trying to sell you something.
Are you feeling dissatisfied with your life? Bored? Got money to burn? Then buy something. Only $9.99. Available in small, medium and large, red, blue and green. From a shop near you.
Cash or charge?
Regular or unleaded?
Credit or debit? MasterCard?
New electronic something with mega fast microchip technology and ultra real color and sound. Cutting edge, buy it now. Guaranteed to be out of date in just 6 months.
Need a break?
November 29th is Buy Nothing Day.
For more information, visit www.adbusters.org.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All the ads, all the time. It's Commercial FM.
Nothing matters. Smile more. Buy things. Be happy. Don't care. Smile more. Nothing matters. Shut up. Buy things. Don't be so serious. Buy more. Be happy. You deserve the best. Nothing matters. Everything's fine. Don't care. Shut up. Smile more. Buy things. Be happy. Be happy because you buy stuff.
When you're queuing to make yet another purchase, ask yourself a few questions. Do I really need this new thing? How was it made? Is it an unsustainable waste of precious natural resources? Did its production come from the exploitation of sweatshop labour or caused environmental damage? Do you have a similar item you could reuse or repair? Perhaps a friend has one that you could have or borrow. Excessive consumerism is destroying the environment and causing misery around the world. Buy less, live more. Reduce, reuse, repair, recycle. Buy less, live more. You know it makes sense.
Bigger, better, brighter, boldable. bullshit now. I see they got a bigger bullshit now. I better get a better bullshit now. Give me a brighter, bolder bullshit now. We got a greener, rounder bullshit.
I'm not gullible, you won't catch me getting hurt by an ad man's fantasy of a supermodel in a talking car with a nicotine nipple in a chocolate bra as a jingle fingers through my soul and I'm twitching to a rhythm that I don't control. Itching for a fix down the old arcade where I spend all the money that I just got.
Bigger, better, brighter, bolder bullshit now.
Am I an animal so programmable, a Pavlov dog in a revolving door, or a human spirit that has got no limit and I ain't gonna double for a dunce no more? Say that I won't, but I probably will, cause they got my number and they're ringing it still, singing
heal the hunger in your soul
with a brand new filling for a brand new hole, and it's all for my freedom of choice. That a thousand satellites got one voice, for a TV shopper who remote channel hopping in the cabin of a sinking boat.
Titanic, what's the panic bullshit now?
Same old citizen, same old shit again. Got a lot of what I never used to need, while all I'm cherishing is perishing.
Flip to the fetish of a great white greed.
Greed in the boardroom, bigger than God, using a woman as a wink and nod. And I brought to the herd that are driving by,
you can have my body if you buy my lie.
Somebody in this neighborhood ought to take those billboards out for good, ought to run those dealers out of town, ought to take back the power and hand it around.
Start planning for an insurrection now.
I'm not a terrorist, maybe an anarchist, a nice bloke doesn't want to hurt no one, but if we don't stop it then our kids are gonna cop it, and how are we gonna pay them for the damage we've done? I say we, what do I mean? Just a lot of little people in a big machine. Just a lot of little links in a global chain, where we want more pleasure so we make more pain. And it seems like nobody's in control. Just money making money and it's got no soul. And it's got no power but the power we get when we doubt that without it we could live.
Imagine,
it's easy if you try. I'm an idealist, also a realist. I know it's difficult to kick that drug, but if we get clever and we give it up together, what a great endeavor when we pull that plug.
I'm sick and tired of all the bullshit now. I think we're running out of bullshit now. I've had enough of all the bullshit.
Cash or charge?
Regular or unleaded?
Credit or debit? MasterCard?
Need a break?
November 29th is Buy Nothing Day.
Buy Nothing Day is a simple idea which challenges our shop-to-drop culture by asking you not to shop for one day. It's one day in the year when you're invited to take a break from shopping. Are you up to the challenge?
Can't buy me love. Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love.
They tell you you can't buy love. Well, now you can. This scientific breakthrough from the makers of Viagra brings you true love in a pill. For your busy lifestyle, there's no need to hunt for your perfect soulmate. Just pop the pill and feel loved up.
Are you ready?
Sorry.
Buy less. Buy just what you really need. Choose ethical products and companies. Learn about the manufacturer of the products. Avoid excessive packaging. Shop locally. Shop at traditional markets. Ignore marketing ads and brand marketing. Repair instead of throwing away. Use reusable products instead of disposable ones. Recycle and demand that your friends recycle too. If you would like more information about the issues raised in this program, check out www.buynothingday.co.uk.
Commercial radio. Cash or check.
Regular or unleaded.
What would you think if I bought you a gift? Would you go out and buy one for me? I'll buy something cheap that I doubt you will keep, but I hope you'll buy me a TV. Oh, I'm gonna buy a lot of junk for my friends. Hope they don't mind paper clips and a pen. Just wanna get a lot more than I send. We all think you're a cheapskate. It's better to receive than to give. We know you are a cheapskate. Oh, why don't you all jump off a cliff? So pull out some cash or your credit card now. Hit the store while selection is great. Buy me some stuff that I like a whole lot while I buy you a gift that you hate. Oh, I wanna buy a lot of junk for my friends. Oh, I wanna get better stuff than I send. And next year I might need some new friends.
Satisfied with your life? Bored? Got money to burn? Then buy something. Only $9.99. Available in small, medium and large, red, blue and green. From a shop near you.
Now that's what I call bollocks. Probably the crappiest music compilation in the world, ever. This 5DVD set is not available in the shops. Send no check, send no postal order, or wait 28 days for non-delivery.
Need a break?
November 29th is Buy Nothing Day.
For more information, visit www.adbusters.org.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
And now for the news. People are refusing to tolerate the power and criminal behaviour of corporations by withdrawing their financial support through consumer boycotts. Research has shown that drug addiction is on the increase and the worst culprit is consumerism. People are spending and not living. It's time to wake up. Thanks to excessive consumerism this Christmas, British shoppers are predicted to use 83 square kilometres of wrapping paper and fill almost 2 million dustbins.
And I'm going to fight!
And that's world news for now.
Just a bull spatter!
Wondered why kids demand and want things all the time? Look around, adverts are everywhere. Advertising is increasingly taking over space and constantly in people's faces. People are sick of it. Adverts tell you what you need, what you want, what will make you more attractive and what will make you happy. Advertising agencies advertise in schools, toilets, buildings, buses, you name it. They'll have claimed pavement and road space next. Research has revealed that if Nike reduced its advertising budget by just 3%, it would be enough to double the wages of all their sweatshop laborers.
So much I don't need.
The average North American consumes 5 times more than a Mexican, 10 times more than a Chinese person, and 30 times more than a person from India. We are the most voracious consumers in the world. A world that could die because of the way we North Americans live. Give it a rest. November 29 is Buy Nothing Day.
And now for the weather.
Thanks, Mandy. Here's the weather for our region and beyond. We can expect an outbreak of extreme weather conditions for the foreseeable future. CO2 emissions and global warming are an inevitable part of our consumer lifestyles. The climate is changing, and so should we.
And now for our traffic report, sponsored by Big Business, Profit and Greed, the inventors of something else.
Oh, from here we can see lots of congestion and pollution building from people on their way to and from shopping centres and supermarkets. All this congestion is caused from totally unnecessary driving. You'd be forgiven for thinking we didn't have local shops, legs or public transport.
Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Buy more stuff, radio. It's all you need.
And now back to our call-in for all those who have some problems they may want to share with the nation. Who's on line three?
Hello, my name's Rachel.
Hello, Rachel. What's your problem?
Well, I'm a bit addicted to shopping, actually.
Oh, yes, really?
Yes, it's become a bit of a hobby. I can't stop myself. I just want to consume all the time. It's the only thing I feel like I've got any control over in my life. It's only when I visit the shop I feel that I've got any choice in things. I just want to shop, shop, shop the whole time. It's the only time I feel happy. Do you think I have a problem?
You're a bit of a sad git, aren't you, really? Get a life.
Wales produce over 400 million tons of waste every year. People in Britain are the wasters of Europe. They have the worst track record of dealing with rubbish. 83% of rubbish goes into a landfill and only 8% is recycled. Britain's shopaholics use 7 billion plastic carrier bags each year, more than 300 for every household. Glass bottles and jars are used. Every day, 8 million food and drink cans end up in a landfill. That's 1.5 per person. Every year, we consume a forest the size of Wales to provide all the paper we use in Britain.
We walk together, we're walking down the streets. I just can't get enough, I just can't get enough. Every time I think of you, I know we have to meet. I just can't get enough, I just can't get enough.
Newspapers and magazines make up a third of the national waste, and plastics account for 11%. About 3 million tons of plastic waste are produced in the UK each year, much of which is packaging. Last Christmas, we threw away 270,000 tons of packaging.
Recycle more. Or else.
Nothing FM.
Just trying to sell you something.
New diet something from the makers of Something Sweet. All cost, no sugar. Yes, that's right. We've taken out all the sugar and added chemicals so you don't have to worry about getting fat. Only helps you lose weight as part of a chemotherapy program.
Obsession. Fascination. Fetish. Fragmentation.
Why are 9 out of 10 women dissatisfied with some aspect of their own bodies? The beauty industry is the beast.
Now, new something for men. Available only in black, extra large. Batteries not included. Home is at risk if you... Feeling hideous and ugly? Then buy new something beauty. Will make you instantly gorgeous and irresistible. Prove to eradicate feelings of ugliness and hideous instantly. Only $10.99.
Cash or charge?
Like regular or unleaded?
Credit or debit? MasterCard?
Need a break?
November 29th is Buy Nothing Day.
For more information, visit www.adbusters.org.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
The Earth is not dying.
failed. And those who are killing it. Have names and addresses. Corporate Watch. Little Brother is watching you too.
Commercial radio.
But there were no shops open.
There's shops like Asda, Sainsbury's, Waitrose, Quicksave, Netto's and Co-op.
Why do I have to go?
Oh, I can leave the dishes here.
But I don't have a club card.
There's money in my purse which you can find in my bag.
So what do we need when I go to the shops?
We need some milk and a loaf of bread.
And I fancy pasta, maybe chicken too.
Well, I know the place that is perfect for you.
Let's go to the supermarket. Tesco's, Tesco's, because they have everything that we need. Tesco's, Tesco's.
I really like their range of fresh foods.
And they're open till 9. So how do I get there?
Oh, don't be silly, take the car.
But it's running low on petrol.
But you can fill it up when you are there.
So should I get some orange?
Yes, and can you get me some pears?
I'll think I'll get a paper.
Well, that will please the neighbors as we always steal theirs.
I'm getting more excited at the thought of it all.
Well, please hurry up as we've no food at all.
This will be fun, it will be such a lark.
It is lucky for us they have a big car park.
We're going to the supermarket. Tesco's, Tesco's, I just can't wait, as it will be so good. Tesco's, Tesco's.
Do we have enough time to do the whole store?
Well, they're open till 9.
What's for tea tonight, Dad?
Same as what's for fucking tea every fucking night. Fucking chips.
Chips? Rather.
I used to buy my chips from an oppressive chip shop regime. The girl who worked there, she seemed happy, but I knew it was not what it seemed. Do you want salt and vinegar? Was what they made her say. But in the language of the ghetto, that means help, I'm a woman in chains. I wanted to free her. In my dreams I would see her running naked through the woods round Raynham. If I had some tigers I'd train them to protect her from the sexual fascism that was lurking round the gherkins. Yeah. I'd lean across the counter and we would talk. I carved the name Debbie on a little wooden fork. But into the shop came a skinhead gang. They snatched the fork from my hand. Debbie, she looked at me to assert my masculinity. I said, oi! They said, what? I said, nothing.
Thank you.